few days back, I online purchased The Little Book of Ikigai, written by Kane Mogi. As I spent the next few days reading the book and exploring the concept of Ikigai from a scientific and philosophical perspective, I realized how much this unpretentious yet influential idea resounded with me. Seriously, guys. Hi, this is Prachi. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. And today we are going to talk about Ikigai, the well-known Japanese concept. Well, I must say, I was so fascinated and I wanted to learn more about Ikigai. And coincidentally, my brother recommended another book on the same subject to me at that time called Ikigai, the Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life. I guess this book takes a more holistic approach, discovering how the principles of Ikigai can be applied to various aspects of life, such as work, relationships, and personal growth. Honestly speaking, the day I learned properly about Ikigai, my life and my outlook towards life was changed completely. Now, if I talk about myself, my life has been a roller coaster ride. I was a science student in school with physics, chemistry and biology as my main subjects. But later, with my inclination toward fashion design and styling, I completed my bachelor's degree in fashion and apparel design. I started my fashion career as a designer and merchandiser for an export house. Then I switched to graphics and worked for a leading fashion magazine. Through all this, I always felt like something was lacking behind me. I was continuously trying to find the common factor at each step of my journey. I used to ask myself, how do I provide value to others through my work? Somehow I felt that a vital part of my personality was not aligned with my profession. And at that point of time, Ikigai test helped me with my personal growth and finding my life purpose. Now, in the book, Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life, it is written that our Ikigai is hidden deep inside each of us, and finding it requires patience. As time went by, I acquired the patience to rewire my mind and align my actions with my needs to make a difference in the lives of other people. And once I started exploring further the Ikigai principle, the whole story started to make sense. There is something extremely satisfying about having an interest that combines all your utmost passions. And for me, writing allows me to amalgamate my love for writing with everything else I'm passionate about. And the best part is I'm getting paid for it. So, cutting the long story short, I started my blog and a podcast, and at this time I also started writing for various fashion and lifestyle websites. I started getting substantial freelance content writing projects. So I guess I had found my calling as a content creator at that point of time, and I had found my Ikigai. Yes. So, you know how the whole story, it just started to make sense for me at that point of time. Now the question is, what exactly is Ikigai? Well, Ikigai is a Japanese concept which means the purpose for being. In simple words, your Ikigai is your reason to wake up every day. It can be different from individual to individual. While this concept initially originated in Okinawa, today lots of Japanese people use their individual Ikigai as an inspiration to go through their day-to-day life and remain focused on significant tasks. For various people, finding their own Ikigai can help them to live a more satisfying, happier, and easier life. It helps you change your daily habits, plans, and actions to make you re-evaluate your purpose and goals for the future. Ikigai can help you live a more meaningful life, I guess, and attain the mental peace you may aspire for. But now let's talk about how to find your own Ikigai. The basic question is, how to find your own Ikigai? Yes, in fact, even I was confused at that point of time and I took the Ikigai test. So, I must say, to find your Ikigai, you must consider the four integral aspects of your life. Your passion, which means what makes you happy in life, your mission, which means what the world needs from you and how you can provide it, your interest, what you are good at, and your occupation, what you can accomplish and get paid for. So the single entity you will discover in the junction of these four integral aspects of your life is your ikigai. Actually, you can perform a brief ikigai test by asking yourself or maybe writing down several questions based on these four aspects. But I recommend asking yourself these five questions. Let's get started. Number one, the specific things you relished doing since childhood. Number two, which activities make you feel content and satisfied? Number three, what are your skills, talent, and your strong points? Number four, how can you offer a unique solution to the thing which feels relevant to you? Number five, can you offer any products or services that people would require? So these are the five questions, and when you have done answering all the above questions, go through the answers. Take efforts to find a purpose that could implement all your ikigai test answers. If the determined purpose, you know, makes sense to you and it feels reasonable to you, or if it makes you happy and gratified, then it is your ikigai. This might be the path you would like to discover. Concluding the meaning of life is not an easy task, but taking an ikigai test can help you get the right direction. Seriously, guys, trust me, I have tried it and I know. To all those who have not found their ikigai yet, I would say be persistent and keep trying. Use the ikigai test to find the intersection where your talents, skills, interests, and values align. Believe that you have a purpose, and it will take some time to find your main goal in life. But once you achieve it, there is no looking back. I have found my own ikigai to live a life of significance and make a difference. So can you? So guys, this is it for today's episode. This is how I found my ikigai, and hope this ikigai test will help you find your life's purpose. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Closet to Curtains. Let me know what you thought about the episode. Leave your feedback, comments, send me a voice message. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can message me, find me on Facebook, follow me on Insta, and send me a mail. Give us your review and ratings. If you are not Apple Podcast user, the best way to support this podcast is by taking the screenshot of the episode you are listening to and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Closet to Curtains. So see you very soon with the next episode. Till then, sending you lots of love. Bye.